This is episode number 598 featuring DanceTeacherWeb.com, the live event, a critical part of your marketing strategy. It's April 21st, 2022, and we have a Teacher Tip Thursday here for you. Let's dance on into our blog written by DanceTeacherWeb. Most dance teachers know that live events provide an opportunity to interact with brands in a very personal and tangible way that is almost impossible to achieve through digital marketing. But sometimes, chief marketing officers don't. Most CMOs will at some point question the, in quotes, live events line item on the marketing budget and wonder if it's really worth it. Marketing expert and Forbes contributor Steve Olinsky suggests that live brand experiences are more capable of engaging audiences effectively in a big world which is full of digital, sometimes impersonal marketing. That engagement is the biggest differentiator for events compared to other forms of marketing, especially in today's post-pandemic world where folks have been locked down and isolated. Here are two ways to take advantage of that personal connection. Never lose sight of your target audience. Companies today are competing for more than just market share and brand recognition. According to Olinsky, they want and need to cultivate strong and long-lasting relationships with consumers. That's where the power and importance of physical engagement lies, he says. Research shows that real-life experiences are, in fact, becoming increasingly important to today's consumers because relationship building with consumers is a top reason for creating a live brand experience. It's critical for marketers to keep the interests and needs of their target audience in focus. Otherwise, they risk not only failing to make a meaningful connection with attendees, but also possibly alienating potential customers or partners. Talking to studio owners over the last few months, one thing is for sure. They are ready to get out and have face-to-face connections so that they can see and hear all about what new products and services a company has to offer. Keep the good feelings alive for as long as possible. Of course, live brand experiences don't last forever, but that doesn't mean attendees' good feelings should be allowed to fade along with the memory of the event. Marketers need to find ways to make the most of the connections that they made with target audiences. Howard Givner, founder and CEO of the Event Leadership Institute, which provides training and education for event planning professionals, suggests that marketers use the post-event warm glow to start an ongoing dialogue with these people and weave them into the fabric of your brand even further. Another tip from Givner. Design the live event with on-site and secondary audiences in mind. He says exhibiting companies tend to focus on attendees who are physically at the event. However, smart planners spend just as much energy making the event share-friendly and thinking about how that secondary audience will interact with the event. Event apps combined with social media offer attendees multiple ways to share their experience and continue the dialogue after the event. Understanding why events are unique marketing opportunities and being able to make that point to your CMO are just as important as providing the financial ROI of these investments and can help ensure that the live event budget line item keeps growing. Thanks so much to Dance Teacher Web for giving us permission to share their short, sweet, and inspiring blog with y'all today. For more on DTW, make sure you check out our show notes below. Speaking of live events, they have an awesome Dance Teacher Expo coming up this summer in Vegas. So if you'd like to learn more about that, you can also find this in our show notes. For our Teacher Tip Thursday challenge today, I challenge us to create an, in quotes, live event with our students, whether it be in class by inviting the other class within the studio nearby to come watch, whether it be doing a specific exercise or maybe a dance that we're working on towards recital or competition, or taking it a step further and inviting grown-ups into the room. Seeing the process of what happens behind the scenes before we put on those costumes and everything's perfected on stage can certainly help them not only gain more respect for the art form, but as well as have an opportunity to get closer to not only you as the educator, but also maybe learning and seeing how their little one or how their dancer behaves in the classroom and how they respond to correction and maybe how their focus may change from other classes. Even if we're not a dance teacher quite yet, or maybe we don't have that itch to teach, as a performer or choreographer, we know and feel the vast difference between the live performance and the digital and virtual one. If we're someone who primarily has been working from that space of digital marketing, I challenge us to take one baby step in the direction of creating a live event for how you could potentially market the work that you do. As a dance lover or a dancer, I already know you're creative, so I'm so excited to see all the awesome opportunities that you potentially come up with. If you'd like to share with me, you can write to me at Dance Tips Daily, or if you head to our website, there's a fun and quick little chat box that you can easily comment, ask questions on. Or even if you just want to say hi, I would love that. That's at dancetipsdaily.com. That said, that's our short and sweet tip for the day. I hope you enjoyed, and as always, happy dancing. Thanks for listening today, and tune back in tomorrow for more short and sweet dance tips. If you're looking for a deeper dive, check out the bonus episodes released the first of every month where I interview those in our field who keep our industry moving and grooving. If you're looking for a little extra direction with dancing towards your dance dreams, head to our website where you can find your free goals planner or daily challenge tracker. If you like or don't like what you're hearing, please dance those fingers across your keyboard and give DTD a rating or review so we know how to best serve you. Until tomorrow, happy dancing.